Hey guys, guess what? Episode 51. I was right last week, by the way, Carrie. It was episode 50.
Yes, you were.
Hi guys, I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And unfortunately, we are not in the same room or even in the same state this time. However, we must go on. So,
yes.
Here we go. Episode 50 kind of got a little sidetracked, wouldn't you say, Carrie?
You know, it got sidetracked, but we had a lot to say. We really did.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will continue with this one. I would say I'm going to try to keep us a little bit more focused, but that is just not my forte. So,
very well.
We'll just see what happens, guys. Come on, you know.
Cool.
Part of the fun of doing this podcast is the random crap that tends to pop up. So, now, episode 49, we were talking about the degrees of separation between Johnny Depp and the MCU.
That's right.
In doing so, I discovered no less than, I want to say 40 or 42 different people now that link Johnny Depp with Tom Hiddleston.
Pretty amazing.
So, with all of that, I figured we could do the episode about just the standing links between Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston. And by the way, guys, y'all gotta do a movie together. You know? It's gotta happen.
I feel pretty good about it actually happening. I really do.
Oh, I certainly
hope so.
It's
only a matter of time. It really is.
Oh, as an aside, did you find a little green brush in your room?
I did.
Ha, that's what I thought. That means I'm going to be going out and buying another hairbrush tomorrow. All right, anyway.
Anyway. Oh, and that reminds me, I should put these up.
I don't even want to know what these are. Probably not for...
We talked about it earlier.
Ah. Yeah, definitely not for not for general public.
Anyway, so
anyway, we got sidetracked originally because Carrie brought up Jim Jarmusch, and that started us off on the tangent. But anyway, amazing director.
Oh gosh,
absolutely brilliant. Right up there, I'm sorry, but, and some people may disagree with me, right up there with Kenneth Branagh.
Wow, I agree. However, you're right, some people will disagree with you. A lot of people, you know, Jarmusch is polarizing like David Lynch is. And if you're going to, you know, compare David Lynch with Kenneth Branagh, A, I will agree with you. B, get ready for a fight with somebody.
All right. Hey, you know, maybe if I piss enough people off, I'll get a response on my phone number or my email, maybe.
Good point.
But yeah, so where would you like to start, Carrie? You saw the list when I was there this past weekend.
Could we do it by category? Are we ready to do it by category?
I mean, I can. It'll just take me a second to sort them out, but yeah. So, you want to go MCU? You want to go, there is even a link here between the Pirate Fairy on Tom Hiddleston's side and Corpse Bride on the Depp side.
Okay, that's actually awfully specific.
It is.
That being said, I would like to take an opportunity to explore the Pirate Fairy a bit. I wasn't aware that this was a work.
It's a Disney.
I've never heard of this.
It is a Disney. It is a Tinkerbell and Friends movie.
Okay, so are we talking like Mae Whitman is the voice of Tinkerbell? They've been doing this for like 10 years. It's a major...
Actually, it's Jane Horrocks.
That's doing the voice of Tinkerbell?
No, that's the link.
Oh, so who is that?
Give me one second.
Yeah, oh, I would love to start with actually the, my daughter grew up loving 3-4 years old. She loved the Tinkerbell movies. It was kind of a resurgence of the whole kind of mythology that Disney was doing. And they got this amazing voice talent named Mae Whitman. And you see her.
Yes, yes, yes. We discussed her.
She's amazing.
We discussed her when we did the Pirate Fairy, when we actually did the review of the Pirate Fairy. Barry had way too much fun with the fact that the movie was called The Pirate Fairy.
And Mae Whitman, who was the voice of Tinkerbell in the early 2010s. Say again? Yeah, Peter Pan. Yeah, yeah. My daughter is actually interjecting.
Hi, London.
Would you take a guess? How many Tinkerbell animated movies have there been?
A few. It definitely wasn't. I don't remember her speaking in Peter Pan. It's all shown and told.
Yeah.
But there was at least 3 or 4.
I think that the pirate or the fairy pirate.
Pirate fairy.
Was probably number 4. They ended up, frankly, milking the franchise a bit. That being said, if you're looking at like film 3 or 4 and you're getting Tom Hiddleston as a voice actor, you're certainly still investing money in this franchise. And she nods like strongly, yes, 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 they had Tom Hiddleston.
How did you know that?
What do you mean?
That the Pirate Fairy was number 4.
Feels like it's number 4 because with my child and I, we watched the first 3.
Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure, and Secret of the Wings.
Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure was number 2. And she's like,
And Secret of the Wings is number 3.
Secret of the Wings is number 3. And I think that's roughly where we fell off.
Yes.
Right.
The Pirate Fairy came out in 2014. It is number 4.
Pirate Fairy came out in 2014.
I remember it coming out in July.
Right. Well, that being said, they ended up lending some star power to a 4th installment for what's basically direct-to-video or direct-to-streaming service.
Ah.
And by 2014, Tom Hiddleston was already Loki, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's been Loki since Thor in 2011.
Right.
But yeah, she actually did the voice of Fairy Mary in all of the Tinkerbell movies.
Wow. Yeah.
And she was the voice of where are you? She was the voice of the Black Widow, Mrs. Plum, in Horse Bride. Yup. So, yeah, I thought that was very, very neat. The fact that they're both animated films.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, you have these people that are amazing actors, but they're also amazing voice actors, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And here you are.
Yup.
And maybe this is easy money. Who knows? But fine performances.
It's like when I told you that Tom Hiddleston was in Early Man.
Right. And you know, I kind of wanted to crap on
him. He put on a really bad French accent. Which is horrible because he actually does. He actually speaks French very well. So.
And you know, I get it. It is... That movie, I think, is more of a love letter, of course, to English football, but it's also kind of a love affair that's explored all of Europe.
Right. Well,
you know,
and it's also
French accent, and they end up making fun of the English accent and that sort of thing, and they all kind of meet in the middle with football, you know, and fuck you.
And you know, not to degrade or diss any of our French listeners out there, but, you know, France is the only country that ever had a pure white flag for their their country. So
the clock is still young, and you didn't have to do that.
Hey, I love France. I'm sorry.
The English will point that out pretty quickly.
I absolutely love France. If, you know, and, you know, the French do not have the history the English do with Scotland and Ireland trying to keep them underfoot and that kind of thing. So, you know,
the French don't really have the reputation for murdering their own countrymen. But, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But hey, you show me a country that does not have a little murder and mayhem in its repertoire, you know, and I'll show you a very, very young country.
Yeah, you know, we had the Civil War, and that did not take us long.
Oh, no, not at all. And there's still some debate as to which side won that war, so, you know, we're going to leave it at that there.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway...
But yeah, some of the others. So where were you wanting to start?
Well, we started and we explored a bit of the fairy prince or the pirate.
The pirate fairy. And I do love this movie because you see a lot of because it's a young Captain Hook. That's who Hiddleston voices, is the young Captain Hook. You see TikTok. You see how he swallowed the clock. You see why he hates Captain Hook. There's a lot of beginnings that you see. Yes, I've seen it. It's on Disney Plus.
The first mate or whatever his name was, Squee or
Smee.
Do you get to see young Smee?
You see Smee. I don't know whether I would call him young. But because I mean, well, Smee is never young.
Right.
But yeah, it does show you a lot of possible beginnings for a lot of things that are in the original stories that never really got explained.
Well, you know, certainly being a Hiddleston fan, and a lot of us, I suspect a lot of listeners were Disney fans, be it Marvel or Disney.
Well, I mean,
if you like something that we need to watch.
Oh yeah, if you like Marvel, if you like Star Wars, if you like MCU, if you like pretty much anything, you're gonna like Disney, because they have about cornered the market.
I really think that it's great that they followed this all the way through to win number 4, and they hired someone with the chops like Tom Hiddleston to keep going.
Oh, right.
So great.
Yeah, and you were asking me last week what titles kept popping up.
Yeah, what do we got?
Of course, a lot of the MCU. Lots and lots and lots of MCU. From Avengers to Thor to, just all of it. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots and lots of Avengers, or of MCU
sounded
stuff.
Like a fair amount of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, some Harry Potter sort of.
Yes, there are major connections between, if we were trying to connect Tom Hiddleston to Harry Potter. Oh, done.
Done.
That's so easy. There's a lot. Well, Kong Skull Island, of course. Because you have Brie Larson, you have John C. Reilly.
I'm surprised about Skull Island. I am surprised that ended up being a mutual pop.
Really?
Yeah, it was a single movie.
But those actors are very broad-based.
Well, I didn't realize what a cast... That movie had, you know, and I'm not just talking about the whole Hiddleston meeting Depp.
Right.
But what a cast.
No kidding.
Had, huh?
Yeah, John C. Reilly, Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Hiddleston. Darn it. Shay Wingham. I wanted to say Jacoby, but Jacoby's not in that one. Jacoby's in Gathering Storm. But another name that kept popping up. The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby.
Right.
And one that did not pop up that I was very surprised about. We discussed Tom Hollander. We've discussed Tom Hollander several times.
Mm-hmm.
In the little program I'm using, I was waiting, and it never did pop up. Tom Hollander is a key player in The Night Manager. However, that connection never came up. The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby did. And I was absolutely floored to find out who he played in Pirates of the Caribbean. I feel so stupid.
I do too.
I mean,
let's face it, once, totally different.
Yeah, once it popped up and said that's who he was, I was like, oh wow, yeah, now I see it. Okay. And Catherine Benghigi, the green-eyed demon in Ninth Gate. You know who I'm talking about?
Okay. Yes.
The green-eyed woman that helps him out, you never get a name?
Okay, and I do. However, how can you connect her with the MCU and or Tom Holland?
No, not Tom Hollander. Tom Hiddleston. She was in Midnight in Paris with Tom Hiddleston. But I had never seen her in anything else. And she is absolutely beautiful. She is so pretty, and she has got those popping eyes. And that was I'm just very surprised that I had never seen her in another movie.
Oh, well, she's quite distracting.
She is
definitely a radiant human being.
That is, Park Demon.
They sure make it believable, don't they?
I'm telling you, I wouldn't mind being that part of that kind of demon.
But, you know, we talk about Nicholas Nickleby, and I'm like, okay, British production, and at this point, I'm almost not surprised, but Midnight in Paris pops up a lot.
A couple of different times, as well as War Horse.
Okay.
And, let's see, The Gathering Storm pops up quite a bit. And believe it or not,
The Gathering Storm?
Armadillo pops up once or twice. And that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, so what is Gathering Storm and what is Armadillo?
Okay, Armadillo is a movie that Hiddleston did early on.
What year, roughly?
That's, picking it up. 2010.
Yeah, pretty early.
Armadillo, 2010. I do not think that's the right one. I really don't think. It might be. Let's see. Hang on. Okay. If this is the right one, then... there's an easier way to do this. Ha ha. I'm a genius. Go to Tom Hiddleston's Wikipedia page.
Yeah, okay. And I'm asking because I think it's a little easier for us because we, you know, John is the American, Tom is the Englishman. And we've definitely done enough research to where we know English stage. Tom, that's a lot of his contemporaries, and we've learned a lot of MCU people did a ton of stage work. But with Johnny, it's kind of easy. You know what I mean?
It really kind of
is. And Americans don't have that stage emphasis that the English do. I mean, the Globe Theater and Shakespeare, they practically invented stage acting.
So, oh, yes.
You know, whenever I pop you with, let's explore, you know, Hiddleston's, you know, deep career, it's kind of tough, guys, as Americans. That being said, straight filmography, television, film, we got you when it comes to depth, certainly.
I finally answered the question. What is The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby? It is a made-for-TV movie.
Right.
Armadillo.
Yeah, we did talk about that last week.
Right. Armadillo is actually 2001.
Oh, my God.
A collector of ancient battle helmets spends his days as an insurance adjuster and pursues a woman in an unhappy marriage. So, 2001.
What? That sounds like a...
The Gathering Storm is, oh man, some of the people that are in, Vanessa Redgrave, Albert Finney, Jim Broadbent, Linus Roche. The Gathering Storm, 2002, made for TV movie.
Wow, that must have been a major Sky One.
Wilderness years prior to World War II. Winston Churchill's wilderness years prior to World War II, when only he could see the threat that Adolf Hitler and a rearmed Germany posed to Europe.
I see. So it was just a very important British war.
Yes.
I see.
I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Archipelago?
Mm-hmm.
Also pops up a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, the landmass archipelago. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What year was that?
Archipelago was 2010, right before Thor was released in 2011. And I still get a kick out of the fact that the one movie in his repertoire that's called Unrelated,
yeah,
he acts with his sister.
Right. That is pretty funny.
But yeah, Midnight in Paris, while on a trip to Paris with his fiancé's family, a nostalgic screenwriter finds himself mysteriously going back to the 1920s every day at midnight.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, I mean, all of these movies, definitely, you know.
It sounds like there's some stuff we really need to check out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just you and me, but anybody that's tuning in on this podcast that has a particular interest. These are really fascinating.
And, of course, the movie that he met, Benedict Cumberbatch. War Horse.
Okay. I'm sorry, because it's always Mordecai.
Nope, War Horse. And he wasn't even in Mordecai.
All right. Yeah. Always Mordecai. And but it's War Horse. Okay.
I have to say that the premise of the movie is sweet. I couldn't get past the battle scenes.
Yeah, pretty brutal. And when animals die, it's always brutal.
And it's even a little more than that, and I know that Hiddleston played the character to the hilt. He played the character exactly as it should have been played, but seeing him as a pompous frigging warmonger kind of irritates
me. Well, you've got to have those actors, and he is...
Well, yeah. And he is great. Now, one that did not pop up that I was kind of surprised. Muppets Most Wanted. Hiddleston was in Muppets Most Wanted. And
Okay.
I mean, there's like all. Let's see, Ricky Gervais, isn't it? Ty Burrell, Tina Fey, right. Steve Whitmire. Right. You know.
Yeah.
But now on the Johnny Depp side. Of course, Pirates of the Caribbean pops up quite often.
Sure.
However, some that are a little, I was not surprised. I was not expecting some of these.
Okay.
Minamata pops up a couple of times. Dead Man pops up.
I've noticed that too.
The Libertine pops up a time or two. And Before Night Falls. Public Enemies. Familiar. Public Enemies is another one that pops up quite often.
Right, right, right. And I've noticed that. But Before Night Falls? So what is Before Night Falls?
Okay, Before Night Falls, this is, it's a biographical drama directed by Julian, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, it's S-C-H-N-A-B-E-L, based on both the autobiography of the same name by Ronaldo Arenas, published in English in 1993, but it still doesn't tell what it's about. Arenas is born in 1943, raised by a single mother and her parents. They soon moved the entire family to Holguin after moving to Havana in the late 1960s to continue his studies. Ronaldo begins to explore his ambitions as well as his sexuality. After receiving an honorary mention in a writing contest, he is offered the chance to publish his first work. Through his work and friendships with other openly gay men, he manages to find himself. This is in the early 1970s in Cuba. So that is a very dangerous thing to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That being said, I don't think I've ever heard of this work.
Let's see. Hector Babenco.
Very interesting.
Andrea Di Stefano, Santiago Magili, John Oritz.
Lots of Latin actors.
Lots and lots of Latin actors. However, highlighting the names.
Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I really do think Johnny Depp.
Oh,
he
is amazing for taking on some of those roles that some people just refuse to deal with. But highlighting the names and looking at these actors, I recognize the faces of at least half of them.
Okay.
So, yep, and this was put. This was year 2000 is when it was put out.
Yeah, it seems like Johnny went through a independent kind of film phase in the late
90s. Oh no, not a phase. Not a phase. That's where his heart truly lies. That's what he wants to be doing. He just
Pirates of the Caribbean. Independent
things. Right. He does the big movies for the paycheck. Yeah. But he loves the independent films. He loves doing the things that he thinks he loves telling the stories that he thinks should be told.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's one of the biggest reasons he did Ed Wood. That's right. One of the biggest reasons he did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. One of the biggest reasons he did Black Mass. One of the biggest reasons he did Blow. Because he thought those stories should be told.
probably Brasco, stuff like that.
Now, was Brasco, was that, I know it was based on a real life character.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Actually, these days, probably the most visual and verbal and vocal Johnny Roll. Like, you can't get Donnie Brasco to shut up about this movie. What can you say about Donnie Brasco that hasn't been said by Donnie Brasco?
All right. Yeah, I knew that it was basically an in-depth look at an undercover, you know, the lifestyle of an undercover FBI agent, but did not know how accurate as far as, you know, as far as biographical.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, you know, Donnie on the set, and he was a consultant, and apparently he was very active and very chatty to the point to where you're like, how accurate actually is this guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, just for a little bit of FYI, you know I collect trivia on both guys. But out of all the biographical movies that Johnny has been a part of, all of the real-life characters that Johnny has played, there is only one that refused to speak with him. Any idea?
I know this one. No.
I just mentioned it. I just mentioned it a few minutes ago. No. Whitey Bulger.
Oh!
Whitey Bulger. He said he could not stop them from allowing Johnny into the visitation area.
Right.
But they could not make him talk to him. And he sat there and stared at him. Until after about the third time, Johnny decided not to go back.
Right. It's a waste of time.
Well, I'm sorry. I probably, after the first time, I'd have been like, oh, hell no, I'm not going anywhere near that man again.
Johnny was probably trying to look at his ego a bit or whatever, and well, didn't get yield. But this guy was under indictment, and they were still bringing up charges and investigations.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said, Johnny said that's where, you know, that's where he got that gimlet stare that you see in Black Mass is from watching him, you know, in their few face-to-face meetings. Man might not have talked to him, but body language says a lot. But yeah, every other character or person that Johnny has portrayed, as far as I know, he's had no trouble with the communication, even when he did the movie Blow. Unfortunately, I cannot think of the lead character's name. What was his name?
Oh, you're talking about the guy that it was based off of?
Yeah. Let's see. What was his name?
Yeah, we're talking about.
What the hell? Jung. George Jung. I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly, but J-U-N-G. George Jung.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, George actually died in prison while still waiting for his daughter to come see him. So, peace be with you, George. But yeah, and that's one of the many movies that Penelope Cruz is in with Johnny Depp. She stated in an interview once that when she made it to the United States, she could say three words besides her name. She could say acting and Johnny Depp. I'm dead serious.
She couldn't say thank you.
When she came to America, she knew three American words other than her name. She knew acting and Johnny Depp.
Nice.
Hey, it worked for her.
Yeah.
Of course, the fact that she is absolutely gorgeous, you know. The fact that she is.
I know that if I were to go to Spain, if I wanted to say, I don't know a whole lot of words, but if I wanted to see Salma Hayek, I'd be like, here we go. Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
She's another fantastic actor.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just brilliant in everything she does. Whether they've got her in a frigging, you know, G-string and bra, or, you know, if she's wearing plate mail, she's still absolutely gorgeous.
Right. I remember her originally from Dusk Till Dawn.
That was part of what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. And of course, with the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, so many of those actors. Let's see. Let's just start at the top. Tom Hollander. Keira Knightley. Kevin McNally. Stellan Skarsgård.
Forgot about McNally. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Timothy Spall is another that is a connection with the two of them. He was in Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. He was also in Sweeney Todd. On the Hiddleston side, he was in Early Man. Timothy Spall, for those of you who don't recognize the name, is Wormtail in the Harry Potter franchise.
Right, exactly.
And, of course, you know, we could not mention the links between the two guys without mentioning Miss Mia Wasikowska.
Really, she comes up a lot.
Well, she does, and she has not... She has not been idle. I mean, she came in at, like, gangbusters and started busting it out. And now she not only is an actress... She has also written her own screenplays, and she has also directed and produced some of her own work.
Quite so.
So I believe she's in her early 30s. I believe I want to say she was born in
early to mid.
Let's see, because I wanted to say 81, but that's not it, because Hiddleston was born in 81.
Good Lord, that actually blows my mind.
Yeah, I know, he's younger than we are.
I was playing Dungeons and Dragons when Hiddleston was born.
Oh, wow! Happy birthday, Mia! Her birthday is the 25th of October, 1989.
Wow, yeah!
So she's all of, what? 30. My math fails me. Hey, yeah. I know you're getting on your phone. But yeah, she has done some incredible stuff. She did one called Stoker, which I want to see.
Yeah.
You
talked about that earlier, and it does sound very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Nicole Kidman? Wow. Jane Eyre. She did one called Blackbird with one of our favorite transvestites, Susan Sarandon.
Oh. Would love to look at a link between Hiddleston, Depp, and Tim Curry.
Well, we can look at that right quick. Which one do you want to do first?
I will bet, but I'm not a betting man, that Hiddleston would be the closest connection, but...
I would say different. I'd say Johnny.
Yeah, I would not exactly. I would not be blown away if it was a Johnny.
All right, let's check out Tim Curry to Tom Hiddleston.
Get out of here. You're doing it.
All right, let's see. All righty then. I know I've got to, let's see.
Nicholas Nickleby, MRI.
All right. Nope.
Sorry.
He played in Thor the Dark World.
Who?
With Hiddleston. Okay.
Who?
Adwell. I'm going to butcher this, so I'm just going to spell it. AKINNUOYE dash Agbaji.
Okay.
And I know the face, but as soon as I pulled him up, he was also in, I want to say Suicide Squad. I want to say he was the,
oh my God.
He was the brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
But yeah, he's the connection. He was in Congo Tim Curry.
He was in what with Tim Curry?
Congo.
Oh, freaking Congo. Wow.
Tom Hiddleston was in Kong Skull Island with Samuel L. Jackson, who was in Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh my God, no. Come on. Loaded Weapon.
With Tim Curry.
We're actually doing connections.
Tom Hiddleston was in Thor the Dark World with Stellan Skarsgård, who was in The Hunt for Red October with Tim Curry.
That's a hard, okay. Great connection, and you're still killing me. That being said,
Tom,
great.
One more.
You're still killing me with Loaded Weapon
1. One more. Tom Hiddleston was in High Rise with Augustus Prue, who is in The Secret of Moonacre with Tim Curry.
Ooh, that's a good direct one.
And Tom Hiddleston was in Early Man with Timothy Spall, who was in Oliver Twist with Tim Curry. Cubanaville is another connection. Nancy Cartwright is another connection. Let's see. Don Lewis is another connection. Jeff Bennett is another connection.
Okay.
Dan Castellaneta is another one. Jim Broadbent. Bill Patterson.
Uh-huh.
Reese Shearsmith. Should I go on? All right, let's see what we've got on Johnny.
Really, though, and this is a generation of English actors. Really, Kenneth Branagh is kind of that age where, and they are English people that are maybe 10 years older or 10 years younger than you and I and a lot of our listeners. There's a strong British acting connection.
Oh my God. Tim Curry was in A Tale of Two Kitties. Tim Curry was in A Tale of Two Kitties. Garfield.
All right. And so later in life also, Tim was just doing it for the money.
Hey! Don't diss Garfield. Don't you diss Garfield. I will send the fat cat over to sit on you.
If you really want to look at something interesting with the English, the Cats versus Dogs film franchise, I'm not kidding. You're going to find a lot of strong British stage and film performances.
Found another connection between Johnny
and Dogs.
Found another connection between Johnny and Tom.
What's that?
Okay.
Can you do a connection on films?
On what?
On films. Can we connect?
No, it does not give me that option, but I'm working on a program that will do just that.
Interesting.
But Johnny Depp was in Arizona Dream with Jerry Lewis, who was in Curious George 2, Follow That Monkey with Tim Curry.
God.
When I did the Hiddleston link with Tim Curry, this also came up with a movie. connecting Tom Hiddleston to Curious George 2. I do not recall. I went through about 18 of them really quickly.
Gotcha.
Flea? Johnny Depp was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Flea.
Flea was in Fear and Loathing?
Yep. Who was in, and now it just disappeared. Hang on. The Wild Thornberries movie.
Sure he was. We're talking Flea, the basis of Red Hot Chili Peppers, right?
Uh-huh. Johnny Depp was in Crybaby with Iggy Pop, who was in the Rugrats movie with Tim Curry.
Amazing. Amazing.
And, of course, The Hunt for Red October. Wait. That's funny. Johnny Depp was in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest with Stellan Skarsgård, who was in The Hunt for Red October with Tim Curry.
And that's a super direct link.
Yep. He was in Dead Man with John Hurt, who was in Valiant with Tim Curry.
Forgot about Valiant, actually. Yeah, great movie.
Another one that popped up, and I was very surprised, Michael Sheen.
Yeah.
Michael Sheen was in Midnight in Paris on the Hiddleston side, and he was in the Alice movies on the Depp side.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, look, we've got to watch Midnight in Paris, obviously. Midnight in Paris is, you know, if we look at trying to join actors like we're playing a game of poker and you're looking for cards that strongly connect, it seems like Midnight in Paris is almost like the entire clubs. It really comes up a lot.
I have been completely remiss.
How so?
There's one person on this list that should be right here. She should be one of the first that pops up.
A she.
Tilda Swinton.
Who? Swinton?
Tilda Swinton.
Okay. So, I'm not trying to sound like a chump here. I can see it. Actually, I can see it with both of them. I can see it.
Okay, she is not a direct link to Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but with Depp. What's the link?
The Libertine, Tom Burke, The Souvenir, Tilda Swinton.
Okay, so Burke, the director?
Alice in Wonderland with Michael Gaw.
Okay.
Caravaggio, Tilda Swinton. How about Vanilla Sky?
I think that's a pretty strong link.
How about Penelope Cruz? Johnny Depp, Murder on the Orient Express with Penelope Cruz. Was in Vanilla Sky with Tilda Swinton.
Right.
Gary Farmer was in Adaptation with Tilda Swinton.
Movies. I love Vanilla Sky. I'm glad we have to throw that in there.
Dakota Johnson.
What?
She was in 21 Jump Street.
Oh, was she?
Yep.
What? I don't remember that.
I think you're thinking Dakota Fanning, honey.
No, I'm thinking Don Johnson and Melanie Griffin's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were in A Bigger Splash with Tilda Swinton.
What is... Okay.
Yeah, okay. I had... Because, you know, we keep in contact with Barry, the erstwhile host of our show. You know, we keep in contact. So, after... We got done with that first podcast where you tried to stump the hostess and it didn't work.
Right.
He tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
We did.
I thought it was quite fun. No, Barry tried.
Oh, Barry tried.
Yes, he did. And I will pull it up right now because I still have the results.
you documented it.
Oh, of course. Oh. Han Solo. Han Solo. Baby.
Han Solo.
Yes, yeah. What's his real name?
Yes.
His real name? The actor's name, not the character?
Oh, I forgot his name. Shimmerman, something like that.
I am going to shoot you.
You're talking Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is the traditional, but the new Han Solo.
I don't give a damn about the new Han Solo.
Gotcha. Harrison Ford, gotcha.
All right. Johnny Depp was in Public Enemies with Stephen Dorff, who was in 101 Nights with Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Donald Trump's Art of the Deal, the movie with Henry Winkler, who was in Heroes with Harrison Ford. One more, third time's a charm. Johnny Depp was in Benny and June with Joe Garofsky?
Okay, you're going back.
Who was in Presumed Innocent with Harrison Ford. Now. All right, I'm getting feedback, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about now?
That's better. Mm-hmm. Now, Harrison Ford to Tom Hiddleston. Guess what first pops up? First guess. The first Tom Hiddleston movie that pops up.
I'm going to go with...
Don't think, just say it.
I'm going to go with Thor.
The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby.
He was in that? Wait, Harrison Ford was in that.
No, he was in a movie called K-19, The Widowmaker, with Donald Sumter, who was in The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby.
Gotcha.
However, Tom Hiddleston was in The Adventures with Samuel L. Jackson, who was in Patriot Games with Harrison Ford.
I'm full of crap. He was in Patriot Games. That's right.
And one more. Hiddleston, Avengers, Anthony Mackie, Hollywood Homicide, Harrison Ford.
Kind of go back and look at that one. I don't remember Hollywood. Oh, I do remember Hollywood Homicide. Yeah.
But yeah, so he was kind of confounded, and you were kind of vindicated. He couldn't stump me either.
Yeah, right. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Although, I did share the article, didn't I, where I think it was one of the singers from the Mamas and the Papas back in the 70s when Star Wars first came out.
No.
Her brother did some lighting work with Industrial Light Magic, so he dragged her out to see Star Wars when it first came out. So she's not even interested in this movie. She really doesn't care. She's just sitting there, and all of a sudden she goes... Harrison Ford comes on screen.
Oh, the drug dealer.
And she goes, yeah. Oh my God, that's my pot dealer.
That's amazing.
Oh, yes. Oh, Luke Skywalker's, or old Han Solo slinging some weed there.
Hey, he's a smuggler.
There you go. Hey. Talks
about him doing spice while he was doing the Kessel Run.
Life imitates art.
That's right.
Or art imitates life.
Yes. Maybe not so much anymore, but Albany's got a pretty good dealer, just saying.
Yeah, he probably grows his own shit nowadays. Now, before we start wrapping this up, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
All right. He was in War Horse. He was in, of course, the Doctor Strange movies. He's a member of the MCU, in good standing, from what I know. But yeah, I mean, huge actor, good friend of Hiddleston's. Right. We all know this, right?
We do.
We have to go back and watch Black Mass.
Yeah, there's a few that we have to do. We have to watch Black Mass. We have to watch
London Fields.
We obviously have to get a hold of Nicholas Nickleby.
London Fields is one that I definitely have to see. If it's got Jamie Alexander in it, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, cool.
That, and we have to see what we can do about getting a hold of maybe some episodes of Stars in Shorts.
Yeah, and you know, from what I understand, they're pretty short. No, they
short
really are.
Films.
Know, like Stars in Shorts, yes.
Judy Dench did one called Friend Request Pending. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it is... I haven't been able to find it, but I've heard it is fantastic.
Cool.
But Benedict Cumberbatch in Black Mass. I am still... All right. I'm going to have to pull
this intriguing.
Up.
Right. You gotta know.
If I get a picture of his character, maybe I can reconcile the two. He played Billy. He played the brother, but I am still not. Aha! Yeah, I am. Now I am. Okay. All right, I got it.
You did.
I did. I got it. Okay. Yeah, it took me a minute, but yeah, I got it. And I'm pulling up London Fields just as an aside.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant femme fatale Nicola Six has been living with a dark premonition of her impending death by murder. She begins a tangled love affair with three uniquely different men, one of whom she knows will be her murderer.
What?
Oh, definitely gotta watch this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, never mind. Nope, it can sit on the shelf till it rots. I will never, ever watch this movie.
Why'd you change your mind?
Oh, because I don't watch anything Amber Heard is in.
Well, what an interesting connection.
Ever.
What an interesting
connection. Love The Stand. I love Stephen King, but I boycotted The Last Stand production because she was in it. I will not watch anything she is in. I will not eat Jesus chicken. I will not watch Amber Heard movies. Nope. Some things cannot be bought. I am one of them.
Wow. Well, that's unfortunate.
Watch it all you actually want. Just make sure I don't find a copy of the DVD because it will be destroyed. I will pay you back for it, but I will kill it. I am sorry.
No backstory is actually necessary, is it?
I am so sorry, but I just refuse. I will not support something or someone I absolutely cannot believe in.
Yeah, well.
So, guys, forgive me. I'm a bit of a hard ass when it comes to that, but, and she's not the only one. There are a few. There are a couple.
No, she's not the only one. She's not the only one.
She just happens to pop up a lot when Johnny's around.
Well, does she pop up a lot because of the marriage, or does she pop up a lot because of the projects?
She pops up a lot because she got involved in projects because she was married to him.
Got you. Oh, whoa. Because she was not because she was an actress, but because she was married.
Have you seen her act? I didn't like her.
It's not great.
I didn't like her before her and Johnny had issues. Now, I can't stand her. Because, okay, she was kind of cute. Ha! Uh-oh. All right, guys, we lost our man. Hang on. Let me see if I can get him back. Oh, boy. Anyway, even if we don't get him back, we're going to try. But even if we don't. Still had a very good podcast. We did get a little derailed, but I think we made our points. Ah, don't you love it? We didn't even have to try. Hey, baby. What happened? You went by the door again, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
I think we we do in fact have a storm that's moving through that's made me put my hammock up for tomorrow.
Aw. And it's a lovely hammock, too.
Wow, thank you.
It is. It is a very nice hammock. Last time I was on that hammock, I got a suntan, which is incredible because I am the original Casper, the friendly ghost. Okay?
Yeah,
I am
the original Wednesday Adams, I'd say.
Yeah, I really am the original Wednesday Adams. I mean, I am.
Right, babe. That is more accurate.
Absolute pale white skin. I haven't been in the sun for any length of time at all.
Right.
And
let's not forget Gothic with good one-liners.
12, 14 years? Yeah. It's been at least that since I've been in the sun. So, yeah. But yeah, I laid out on the hammock and that was in July, though.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It was nice. So you put the hammock away?
Yeah. We're supposed to start getting the rain and it's a day-to-day thing instead of just leave it out.
I have decided what I'm going to do because, you know, I'm on air mattress number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't want to invest in a bed just yet, not ready to do that, but, I've decided if this air mattress dies like the other one did, screw it. I am going to get a freestanding hammock, put it over by the window.
Whoa.
That is what I'm going to do.
Wow. And wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can get the hammock with the posts. But, you know, it's a freestanding. You don't have to tie it to anything. You don't have to put holes in walls. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to trust the walls to hold you.
Well, that being said, from what I understand, welcome to comfort country, and I think I feel that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, soft mattress, hard mattress, actually hammock, that's pretty much...
Yep.
What everybody can agree on.
Get some of the really heavy duty clothespins and pin a blanket so that I can lay on the blanket.
Oh yeah.
And pin it down with the clothespin so it doesn't move when I do. Then grab me my little throw or, you know, one of my other blankets or grab my little lamb chop. Me and lamb chop will go curl up and go sleep. Lamb chop is very happy here, by the way.
Yes, I bet she is. Lamb chop needed a home and lamb chop is very soft and comforting.
Lamb chop is extremely soft and comforting. Lamb chop kept me going through a 16-17 hour bus ride, which should have only a 6 hour trip took me 16 hours. Thank you, Greyhound.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It's worth it.
Well, that being said, we should wrap it.
Yeah, we really should because you have a Meshuggah concert to go to.
Yep. I'm going to Houston tomorrow with my eldest. And we're going to start at 5 o'clock locally. Which, hey, no problem.
But you and your eldest can switch off. I know London likes driving as much as you do, and she'd probably about fight you for the wheel. So
She wants to do the second part. She's like, I really want to drive in Houston. I'm like,
well,
good luck.
Hey, let
that
her.
That being said, we're also taking her car. I'm really liking this setup.
Classic.
So
classic. Okay, yeah, you can drive in Houston. You wreck it. It's yours.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you are, gentle reader. Perhaps you're in Prague. Perhaps you're in Illinois. That being said, Houston is what we call the gauntlet.
And guys, if you are in Houston and you happen to be going to Meshuggah.
Oh my God. Yeah, reach out. Actually,
oh, please.
Email, call the line. For
call
God's
the
sake.
Line. Definitely call
answer.
The line. Let me know you're going.
Like it's an emergency from the president. We will actually answer the phone.
Oh,
24/7. You bet.
Oh, yeah. Ring it like 3 times. I will answer. And by the way, that number, guys, that number is 765-681-7313. Now, if you have any trouble with that number, 765-681-7313. Should not have any problems, but there is always the slower alternative. We have email, debheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. And if nothing else, contact us through the blog. That blog goes directly to my text messaging. So if you message me on the blog, I know it immediately.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yep. So, Nice. So if you guys want to get in touch with us, hey, by all means do so. My name's Jen. This is Carrie.
I'm Carrie.
And I think coming up, I do want to mention this. I know we're running a little over, but now this is 51.
Yes.
Next week is 52. Yes. And then we are doing our anniversary on the first episode of our second year is when we're really going to do the blowout thing. And one of the things I really wanted to do, if I can get a little bit of participation, I want to do a trivia deal because I have loads of trivia and I'm wondering how much y'all have.
Ooh.
So, trivia.
Oh, that sounds like a really interesting challenge.
Oh, yeah. And I have actually gifts for those that get it right. A friend of mine actually makes custom t-shirts, and she has agreed to do us some Dev Heads and Hiddlestoners t-shirts.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, Mickey's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, she, lives here in the same town I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's agreed to do them.
Nice.
So, we're going to be looking at t-shirts, we're going to be looking at keychains, we're going to be looking at, pretty much anything I can dig up. But yeah, you know, not a whole lot, but it's at least a, hey, you made it kind of thing.
Yep.
So we're actually considering doing that as well, but we got to have some feedback from y'all, man. You guys have got to start contacting us.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the wrap. This is the end of episode 51. Thank you so much, guys, for sticking with us this long. Let's keep it going. Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, and Carrie, you're forgiven this week because you have my sugar. Friday next week. Friday next week. By Friday next week, we want your bio up on the blog, baby.
Yeah, I know. Yes. And that being said, a little backstory, guys, I'm crazy busy. I promise.
He really is crazy busy.
When I get in front of a computer, I'm tasked.
Yeah. And he does not want to stare at a computer when he doesn't absolutely have to, because is 9/10 of his job. So, we forgive you so far.
Thank you. Thank you. For a year, I should certainly do it.
Yes. And guys, I'm going to be updating my bio as well. Hopefully there'll be a lot more to add sometime soon.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Absolutely. Anyway, peace, love. Thank you for sticking with us this far. Let's keep it going. We'll see you next week.
Peace and love, everybody.
What are we doing next week?
So, I think we were talking about doing a retrospective.
Yeah, we could do that. Do a recap. Maybe see if we could get Barry online.
Yeah, and, you know, in keeping with the time of the year, maybe some of the horror that both actors have done.
And there has been quite a few. And even though we have done reviews on Sleepy Hollow, Crimson Peak, you know, From Hell. We could still definitely, I think the three of us could touch on a whole lot more than...
Most certainly.
So, yeah, we will see you next week. We will hopefully be getting spooky and spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you then. Stay sweet.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.